some of the state's most picturesque natural landscapes, from Cape Legrand to Twilight Bay. To protect the region for future generations, a marine park stretching from Bremer Bay to the South Australian border has been proposed by the state government. But while work on the park is moving ahead, not everyone is happy. The region's recreational fishermen say they have not been consulted on how the park will impact them. Rec Fish West CEO Dr. Andrew Rowland recently visited the region to speak with locals and the ABC's Andrew Chowning about their concerns.
This week in Esperance we're catching up with the local fishing community. As the peak body, they've got a lot of concerns locally around the marine park planning process, which is currently underway, run by the Department of Biodiversity, Conservation and Attractions. We're talking about a new marine park on the south coast, which is going to stretch over 1,000 kilometres from essentially Bremer Bay all the way through to the West Australian-South Australian border. And that's been earmarked and in the process of drafting over the last couple of years, and the concerns are really now starting to come to fore for us, and our members and the fishing clubs are approaching us with a lot of uncertainty as to what's going on.
What are the concerns that these clubs are coming to you with? You've obviously spoken to a few recreational fishermen down here today. Can you give us an idea of what they're raising with you?
Well, they just don't believe that they're being properly consulted. So the government had a process with a community reference committee. There was a lot of feedback into that process, and unfortunately that process appears to have run off the rails, and that committee's been disbanded. And in the absence of that, there's great concerns that the things that matter to the fishing community and to the local fishing clubs, right throughout that whole 1,000 k's of coastline, the things that matter aren't getting factored into the process and into the drafting of the marine park. So, you know, we're looking at potentially losing access to some very important fishing locations.
Yeah, what are these locations that you're talking about? Because this isn't commercial fishing, this is recreational fishing. So what sort of activities are going to be impacted under what you're talking about?
So as part of marine park, there's obviously different zones, and you have green zones or sanctuary zones, which exclude all extractive activity, all fishing activity. And so, you know, the maps that we've seen as part of the early part of the drafting process, you know, do have areas that will be closed in along some of the beaches throughout that 1,000 k's, and some of the areas offshore and some nearshore areas, and some areas that are very important to people out of Esperance and important to people out of places like Hopetown as well.
Can't the fishermen just go to another area that hasn't been sort of earmarked for conservation and do their fishing there? What's to prevent them from maybe just moving and working with that plan?
Yeah, well, I think fishing on the south coast is relatively low impact. You know, a lot of it's controlled by the weather, and a lot of the species, particularly the boat-based and the beach-based stuff, is migratory. Things like salmon and herring off the beaches. And so, you know, sustainability is absolutely well supported here. That's absolutely not at any risk. And, you know, the question around the marine parks is, you know, if recreational fishing is not providing or having an impact as to any of the conservation values, then why should it be excluded? It's such an important part of the lifestyle and the culture, the tourism and the economy of these regional areas and towns. We're so lucky as West Australians to be able to, you know, drive down on the beach and with our family and our friends and our dogs and go and camp and wet a line and chase a salmon or a mull away and these sorts of things. And it's part of why people live here and what makes WA so great. And so if somebody's going to take that away, they need to have a pretty good reason. And we haven't seen any evidence to sort of stop these types of activities.
You mentioned that the consultation in this period has fallen off a bit. Now, has there been some consultation with recreational fishers, or there's been no consultation?
There's been some consultation. So RecFish West, as the peak body, we've provided input into the process today. It is fair to say, though, we haven't seen a lot of evidence that the information that we've put into the process has been adopted, and there is some really important areas for fishing that we still see earmarked for sanctuary zones. And I guess that's the greatest concern, and the concern that we're hearing throughout, particularly Esperance and the greater region, is that, you know, the fishing clubs haven't been consulted here. The agency has not been to the fishing club to have a chat to the local knowledge holders as to, you know, what's important to them.
You've been down here, you've spoken to the fishermen, you've sort of raised the concerns that you have. What are the next steps for your organisation? Are you going to take this information back to the department and have a word with them?
Yeah, so we've raised and have constant conversations with the Minister for Fisheries in particular. You know, he's got sign off on this along with the Minister for the Environment. So, you know, we're raising this with the highest levels of government, our elected representatives. You know, it's up to them to get this policy right. And so our role is really to listen to the community and take those reasonable concerns back to government to hopefully get a better outcome here that everybody can live with. I mean, we're not anti-marine park. There is 1,000 kilometres of coastline here to get the balance right that doesn't unnecessarily impact on fishing and still protects the conservation components of this part of the world. And everybody wants to have a healthy marine environment. That just shouldn't come at the cost of excluding activities that have been happening for generations.
That was Rec Fish West CEO Dr. Andrew Rowland there speaking with the ABC's Andrew Chowning. It is 8 minutes to 8 o'clock.